Angie's List is now Angie, A-N-G-I, the nation's largest home services marketplace. And they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project is, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. That's what you want, right? I'm thinking about building out my basement in my cabin. I've been perusing Angie, looking for just the right contractor to get it done the way my wife and I want it done. Now, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and right in your neighborhood. That's important, right? You can do comparative shopping. Get started today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The app and the website are free to use. Angie.com or the Angie app. Go check it out today. Hello, America, and happy Tuesday. A big news day in Washington. It appears that Speaker Johnson will get a temporary CR. Not a lot of conservatives happy about that. Another disappointment. They keep funding government at the last year Nancy Pelosi levels, as Scott Perry said yesterday. But I think what the speaker is doing that is getting some excitement on the backside of the deal is that there's a two-tier track going on. And it's that second track, the track of starting to create for the end of the fiscal 2024, a downward slide in spending that actually reduces spending from where Democrats wanted to do it, from where the deal was with Kevin McCarthy, that has conservatives willing to give Johnson a little bit more time. But to get it done, they got to get the budget bills passed. They got to find places to nip, tuck, and cut to reduce the size of government. Remember, any reduction in government spending would be historic because it hasn't happened in two decades. Republicans and Democrats together have gone on the greatest spending frenzy in American history. We'll see if Speaker Johnson becomes the first guy to break the cycle. Even a 1% or 2% reduction would have a really profound effect. Also, last night, they tabled a motion to start an impeachment inquiry against Mayorkas, despite all the evidence of what's happened at the border. But they did send it to a committee, which potentially creates a path for it to come back in the next few weeks. A lot of frustration on that one. We've got a guest coming on at the top of the show, Congressman Austin Scott. He voted for impeachment. He's a little disappointed it didn't happen. He doesn't understand. Why do we have to keep kicking things down the road? There's plenty of evidence. The border's open. America's being harmed with fentanyl, terrorists, special interest aliens. He's going to come on and speak to that on the top of the show. I'm really excited to have Congressman Scott on. He's also playing a very important role on FISA. I think we ought to keep an eye on that. That could be one of the year-end victories, some reforms to FISA. We'll have a great top of the show. And then today we're going to do AMAC Tuesday, because last week we didn't get it in. It was so much breaking news and exclusive reporting. We held AMAC. This week we've got AMAC with Bobby Charles. He'll be here in the second block of the show. We'll do it today. We might try to squeeze him again in on Thursday too, because there's so many great things that AMAC is working on. We're going to try to tackle that and get that done. That will be exciting on so many different fronts. And so let's keep an eye on all of those things today. We've got a great show there, back to back to back, and I hope you'll enjoy it. One other thing I want to point out, a great story on Just the News this morning from my great colleague, Greg Piper. It turns out the federal government's been keeping a secret set of books on vaccine injury, vaccine reactions. It was acknowledged in a medical journal the last couple of days. Almost no one in the news media picked it up, but we picked it up because it is so, so important. Everyone go take a look at that. We're going to try to get some of the great vaccine experts on. By the way, we had Ron Johnson. I think we'll get some reaction from him tomorrow on the show. But a very important discovery and a very important piece of journalism by my good colleague, Greg Piper. Go check it out at justthenews.com. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. It is AMAC Tuesday, a special day. Go to amac.us/justnews if you want to get an incredible discount and join a community. You're not joining a service. You're joining a community. You're going to get discounts. You're going to get all of the political intelligence, a monthly magazine in the mail, daily news, daily opportunities to engage in civics activities like being an election observer and other things. Go to amac.us/justnews. It is really, really worth it. I'm so proud of my friends and their partnership with Just the News. Let's keep that going. Let them know you appreciate them by joining today. Don't let another day go past. AMAC, amac.us/justnews, the Association of Mature American Citizens. They are amazing. Go check them out. All right, we'll be back in a few seconds with Congressman Austin Scott. He's got a lot to say about where Republicans are not delivering on Capitol Hill. You want to hear it right after these messages. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. All right, folks, welcome back for the commercial break. I'm always excited to have this next guest on. We get a lot of truth. We get a lot of clarity. We get a lot of conviction. And I think in today's Washington environment, where conviction seems to be the easiest thing to bend on, our next guest holds firm to the values he has. And I think it holds firm to the common sense expectations that Americans have, particularly after they put Republicans in control of the House this past election in 2022. Joining me right now, from the great state of Georgia, Congressman Austin Scott. Congressman, always great to have you on, sir.
John, thanks for having us.
I want to start with the news of the day. There'll be a vote, sounds as early as this afternoon, another CR to kick the can down the road a couple of months. I do think there's a two-tier track, though, setting up behind it. This isn't the end game, another CR. But the idea that we have now had to have two CRs, two temporary spending bills, just to keep government open so that Republicans can get the job done they promised to get done, which is 12 budget bills, cutting government. How frustrating is it? And what's the end game? Do you still have some optimism that before next year's election, Republicans can deliver on what they promised in 2022?
Oh, yeah, I have every expectation that we will keep pushing ahead with the appropriation measures. Let me take you back just a little less than 12 months ago and just remind you that the Senate sent the House a piece of legislation that actually increased spending this past December. There were some Republicans that voted with all of the Democrats to do that in the Senate, and they did not include the debt limit in that. So they increased spending without the debt limit that it took to pay for it. And that kind of set up, if you will, John, the challenges that we had that ultimately led to a small group of Republicans voting to remove Speaker McCarthy. And then Mike Johnson has now come in as the Speaker of the House, and he's only had a few days, honestly, as Speaker of the House, and he needs a little breathing room here. So, I'm going to vote for the continuing resolution and hopefully give Speaker Johnson some breathing room to finish getting these appropriation measures done. And unfortunately, he has gotten no honeymoon whatsoever from, the hardliners on the right. And what I would tell you is, we've got an election coming up in 12 months. for Republicans out there that are watching what happened just a couple of weeks ago. We did not do very well in the elections. We're going to have certainly the Republican nominee will be selected over the next couple of months, and then we've got a presidential election ahead. And so our goal is to keep pushing forward, get the appropriation measures done. But shutdowns only help one group, and that is the incompetent group that's in charge of the White House right now and in charge of the Senate. And so we're not all going to get everything we want, but we can get reasonable budget measures passed and keep this country moving forward. And then when we go to the polls in November, we just got to have the help from the American citizens, because the tax cuts that we passed under Donald Trump, they expire at the end of 25. And if we're not able to win the House and the Senate, the presidency, then every American out there is going to have higher taxes.
Yeah. In an even more unstable world than we have now. I mean, the world has been so destabilized since Joe Biden took over. It just, you look everywhere. You look into the Balkans, you see bad actions there, Armenia and Azerbaijan, China and Taiwan and China and other places nearby. It just seems as though another 4 years would have this world spiral out of control in ways we can't imagine. And I think also watching the FBI director's warning the other day of just how dangerous a moment the country finds itself in with the open border and now the Israel-Hamas war. Tell us your take on what the FBI director has said and what the threat assessment is when you look at it yourself.
I think he's being just totally honest with the American citizens. We have no idea who has come in this country over the last several years. We have no idea what they have brought into this country over the last several years. And I think he's just giving an honest assessment of the threats that have come from the border. And then if you look at what's happening, especially on our college campuses right now, John, the anti-Semitism that is out there, the hatred for Israel and people of the Jewish faith that we've seen from these. On these college campuses, and what Hamas did is one of the most barbaric things that I have ever seen the evidence of, and how anybody could stand up and say anything derogatory about Israel or people of the Jewish faith after what Hamas did, man, I would have thought that was a simple thing to condemn terrorism, but apparently not anymore, and so that approach, I think, that we've seen inside the United States and this activism on the other side is one of the concerns that we all should have with what's going on in this country.
It's the perfect storm, and Joe Biden has been juicing the clouds in a lot of ways, particularly with that open border. People just look and see.
Well, like Kamala Harris is the one that he made the border czar, and then, Secretary Mayorkas, he refuses to acknowledge the problems down there. And if you go down there, John, and you go through and you see the detention centers, people think that, these are people that are coming from Mexico, and certainly some of them are. But I'm telling you, when you get down there and you see who's actually in detention, I mean, they're coming from the Middle East. They're coming from China. They're coming from all over the world. Not just the Western Hemisphere.
No, that's the scary part. And they're coming in larger numbers by the day. It's just, you look at the passports discarded at the border. We have reporters down there going, they're coming from the Middle East. They're coming from China and Russia. They're just dropping their passports and their IDs and sneaking into this country. It's pretty scary. You mentioned Mayorkas, and yesterday I think there was some frustration among the base. Oh, well, there was a chance to impeach him, and they moved to an impeachment inquiry. They didn't. But actually, referring it to a committee may actually have an impact in the near future. It may actually accelerate the possibility of eventually getting to an impeachment. Talk about what happened yesterday, what your take is, and then also what the steps are to actually maybe get some accountability for the guy before the next election.
Yes. Look, I voted not to send it to committee. I voted to go ahead and let's go ahead and do this. There were several that voted. I say several. There were enough that voted to send it to committee that it went to committee. This is a guy who has ignored his duty to protect the country. And I normally would have voted to send it to committee, because I think that's where it should be done. We should have the hearings. We should do it in an orderly process. But with this particular issue with the border and Mayorkas, it was just time to go ahead and take care of this. And I wish we had had the debate yesterday. I hope that we have the hearings in the committee, and I hope that I just hope we can have an honest discussion about him totally ignoring the situation at the border and the threat that it's created for every American in this country. Not just every American. Look, the people who legally immigrated to this country as well.
Yeah, that's the thing that's really concerning. And when you talk to people that are in the law enforcement components of DHS, and I do talk to them all the time, they have a lot of concern. There's just no leadership. There's no strategy. There's no sharing of information. And I think people are really concerned that we've created the perfect storm for something bad to happen. As you look out now, I think people look and say, there are a lot of boogeymen that Republicans ran against in 2022. We're going to crush the debt. We're going to punish the FBI for its FISA abuses. We're going to punish Mayorkas for the open border. We're going to punish Joe Biden. Now there is an impeachment inquiry, Joe Biden. So that got done. But I think the checklist of what people thought might happen when Republicans took over hasn't quite been filled out. How do you respond to that? And what's your expectation? How you fix it?
Yeah, I think, look, I think the pain of the economy is, it has slowed a lot of things down. I just being honest with you, the pain of the economy has slowed a lot of things down. The tax receipts are significantly lower than expected, and that is because of what's happening in the economy. We did not get the budget deals done that we wanted to get done. Now we had a House. We have the House with a very slim margin. The Democrats have the Senate, and the Democrats have the White House. So I do think that maybe some of the expectations on how much we could get in cuts were probably a little larger than what could have realistically gotten done. I think that some of our people overpromised that on things that we could deliver with a 5-seat margin. But the number one issue. Number one and two, very close together, are security and the economy. And people are very scared when they're going to work and their paycheck may be larger than it was, but their bank account is lower than it's ever been because of what they're spending on fuel and food and the other basic necessities. They know this economy is not working for them. And when you look at the security situation with everything that has happened in Israel, when you see the protests inside the United States, like we haven't seen really probably since Vietnam, and for a much different reason back then than we see them today. When you look at what's going on at the border, when you look Israel, Ukraine, what China is doing and how aggressive they've been, there's a lot to be concerned about. And I'll tell you, the world benefits when the United States has strong leadership. And, you know, whether you like Donald Trump or not, he was a strong leader. And the world was, for the most part, at peace when he was president of the United States. And our economy was good when he was the president of the United States. And, you know, but for COVID, I think he'd be the president of the United States today. And you know, I think the world would be in a much better position. So we're going to have our nominee within the next couple of months. And, it's obviously a three-person race at this stage with President Trump in the lead, and then we will we'll go to November, and we're going to have to make sure that the American citizens know that we feel the pain. We feel the pain at the pump. We feel the pain at the grocery store. We're going to do everything we can to get this economy back on track. We're going to do everything we can to protect the tax cuts that we put in place under Donald Trump. And we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we've got the strongest military that is able and capable and willing to protect us. And we're going to have to make sure that the world understands that those who love freedom around the world are going to have a friend in the United States, and those who don't are going to have somebody they should fear in the United States.
Yeah, I think that that's the key. And there has to be that. That fear is a component of respect on the world stage. And right now, it's really missing. A last question for you, because I think a lot of people looking at it in December, the Section 702 FISA authorities expire. I know you've played a very important role in trying to come up with a solution that will make civil liberties safer and increase trust in the FBI and its administration of the program. Tell us where we are and what we might expect between now and the end of the year.
I think you'll see language coming forward. I do think it needs to be reauthorized. I will tell you, what has happened with the FBI is unacceptable. There are going to have to be consequences for any of those actions. They simply shouldn't have 6,000 people that are authorized, you know, to carry out those searches, and I don't think they will in the end. So we need to be able to protect Americans, and when we have somebody that we catch, you know, if we catch a terrorist and they've been in touch with somebody inside the United States, and I'm talking about when we catch them overseas, we need to know who those people inside the United States are that they're communicating with. And it's part of what we have to do for national security. And it's an important part. At the same time, I can tell you we're going to have to do it in such a manner that we protect, you know, the American citizens, you know, constitutional rights to privacy.
Do you see consensus building around some concepts now? It seems like there's been some progress behind the scenes. Yeah, it could be one of the great successes, right? Yeah.
I think there's consensus. I'm not saying everybody's going to like the language, but I think that most people will understand that we need to keep these authorities and the ability to find out who terrorists have been in communication with inside the United States. And I think that you will see us going to great lengths to protect American citizens, civil liberties.
Yeah, I think there would be a lot of applause for that. And a good way to end the year, it would be something that Republicans could build on with momentum going into 2024. Just as you look out, getting a smaller government, you still think when people vote next November that the government will be a little smaller and the FBI's Section 702 powers will be reined in? Are those two goals you think Republicans can deliver?
I think 702 will be reined in, but still effective. And I will tell you that I think that we will be spending significantly less money than the Democrats intended to spend.
Yeah, well, that would be a victory for the American people and something they've never seen. It's in 25 years, there hasn't been a reduction in government spending. So any reduction will be a pretty remarkable accomplishment and set the path for bigger stuff in the time ahead.
Well, and even if you hold it, if you hold it level with inflation rates at where they are, you're ending up with a 5% reduction if you just held it level because of inflation. Now, don't misunderstand what I'm saying, and that we should accept that. But I mean we can climb ourselves out of this. We can climb ourselves out of this.
We can. I think so. And I think also it just sends a signal. I think Americans are just looking. They know how hard inflation's hit them. And, you know, I don't care what Joe Biden says. Americans have figured out that big government spending is what drove this inflation. They now know the correlation and they want it to stop. And I think that's an amazing opportunity for Republicans to deliver.
The debt, the interest rates. I mean, look at what it's doing to them.
You can't buy. We were on the weekend. We ran into a young couple that was looking for a house in our neighborhood. And they're like, you know what? We just can't afford it. Last year we could afford. This year we can't because interest rates have gone up. Everybody feels the consequences. And there's a moment, I think, for Republicans to deliver some solutions. And I think we're right around the corner from it. Sir, it's always an honor to have you on. It's always a great conversation. You're so serious about the work you do. And I think you have so much common sense you share every time you come on the show. We're really greatly appreciative of it.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you.
You as well, sir. Thank you so much. All right, folks, when we come back, AMAC Tuesday, a special edition. Bobby Charles, national spokesman for AMAC, former Assistant Secretary of State, former Chief Congressional Investigator on the House Oversight Committee. He's going to be with us. Hey, before we go, you know my good friends at EnviroCleanse have the best air purifier I have ever experienced in my life. It's good enough that The Navy uses it for our servicemen aboard our naval ships and our servicewomen. It's good enough that hospitals use it. It's good enough that I put it in my master bedroom. It has been a game changer. And I mention it because a lot of my friends are starting to come down with the flu and COVID. It's that season. Kids get sick when they're in school. The holidays get everyone together. There's that chewing and sneezing and coughing and viruses are in the air. Well, listen, rather than take the risk, you can take out COVID and flu virus from the air in your home. How? By getting an EnviroCleanse air purifier today. It's the only home air purifier that promises you and your family better health by helping clear your home of the cold, flu, and COVID viruses. EnviroCleanse technology is so powerful, it was chosen to purify the air systems on board Navy ships, like I told you, and submarines. It helps keep our servicemen and women healthier. It can keep you healthy. It does me. I love having this in my home. I just bought another one for the cabin. So if you want to get started, we're going to get you a 10% discount today. It's that easy. Go to ekpure.com, ekpure.com. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at ekpure.com. Go say thank you for their support. It's a great product in this cold and flu and COVID season. You're going to feel better protected when you get one. All right, we'll be back with Bobby Charles on AMAC Tuesday right after these messages. Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down. My blood sugar is down. My weight's down. My health is up. My sleeping patterns are better. My metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
All right, folks, welcome back for the commercial break. Last week, I shorted you one. We were so busy with breaking news, we didn't get a chance to do our AMAC Wednesday. So this week, we're not going to do one. We're going to do 2 AMAC interactions. I'm so excited about that. I feel gypped when we don't get this next guest on air every week. He is one of the most brilliant thinkers in all of America, a true public servant, but also, I think, a prescient messenger about what's around the corner for this country and where we need to fight hardest for our values and for the future of our country, for our children and our grandchildren. Joining me right now, former Assistant Secretary of State, Bobby Charles. Bobby, great to have you on the show.
John, I love being on the show no matter how bad the world is.
And today it's AMAC Tuesday. I love it. I like the idea that we mix it up every so often. Last week was such a crazy week of breaking news, and I appreciate you working with us. There's so much to talk about. I want to start with what's going to happen in Congress later this afternoon. I think the House Freedom Caucus says, yeah, we don't like this CR, but I think everybody knew the CR was coming. I think what's interesting about Mike Johnson is he's got this two-tiered approach. And I think it's the second tier, this idea that they're getting the spending bills done and they're going to really send a diminished size government, a government actually shrunk for the first time in January to the Senate that has the conservatives. I think he'll be okay today. What do you think?
Yeah, look, you know, I don't know Speaker Johnson, but I worked for Gingrich and I worked for Hastert. And one of the things he's doing here, which is such an important
aspect of leadership is he's being strategic, not just tactical. You can listen, you know, to all the cab drivers that don't like what you're doing. You can listen to all your own members of the caucus, and they're ankle biting, and they're asking you to do something for them tomorrow, and what or today. And what he's done is something completely different. He's said, look, as with Gingrich and Hastert, sometimes you need to pull Democrat votes. They will do a one-off procedural that'll come up to a supermajority, and they'll almost certainly get that out. At that point, they've opened the door to the majority vote that will give them a continuing resolution, that is to say, continued spending at this level in order to properly get their ducks in a row on every bill, including defense, between now and probably February. Although there's a part of me, even though it's not in the press, that says, given the stakes here, given the calendar, given the primary season, given a bunch of other things, they may have to push a CR out to like April 15. And perhaps using that date, a tax day date, as an end game, they can argue, and the Freedom Caucus itself could benefit from that by arguing that American dollars belong to the Americans that made them. They do not belong to the federal government to be wasted on things that we don't need and don't want. And I do think, John, at the end of the day, though, Johnson is demonstrating the kind of leadership, and he's young for being able to do it. But, you know, I mean, Winston Churchill was young the first time around, too. And, you know, he's doing a good job. I'm very grateful. And I think average Americans, even Democrats, should be quietly saying, thank God we've got a guy who can, with the support of his caucus, keep the trains running on time.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. And I think if you get the trains running and in the background, you're working on the caboose so that when it comes over the line, you've got some spending reductions, which is, I think, all the American people want. They know that this crazy spending not only is putting a millstone around the financial futures of their children and grandchildren, this debt that we're building in America, but they also know it's what's driving the inflation, the stubborn inflation we have now. They're just looking for someone to make a dent. And it seems to me that's where Johnson can make his mark pretty quickly. As you look out, I think a lot of the boogeymen of the Republican election last year, the people that the Republicans said they were going to go get, they haven't really gone and got. Yesterday, Mayorkas got a pass on impeachment. Now, they did send it to a committee, but they passed on an impeachment inquiry for him. The FBI, which did all those abuses during the Russia collusion investigation, and since, there's been a lot of other ones since then that we've learned from the FBI whistleblowers, they're getting their new $300 million headquarters. You look around, it doesn't seem like a lot of the people that Republicans said they were going to hold to account thus far, 9 months into the, or 10 months into the Republican revolution, have been held to account. How big a deal is it if these Republicans go into next November not having delivered accountability for some of these players who, you know, were long ago exposed for having done things wrong?
Yeah. So, John, you're on that one note, that one chord that you and I both like to play on the piano keyboard, and that is accountability. I mean, accountability for criminal activity, accountability for mismanagement, accountability for utter and completely deplorable, to properly use that word, violation of the public trust. And so Mayorkas, and frankly, three quarters of this cabinet has violated the public trust. I would start, frankly, with Garland. But at a certain point in time, you know, Americans
forgot him.
Yeah, Americans are frustrated. They're really frustrated, because even though we have a narrow margin in the House and we don't control the Senate, we want our members of Congress, who we think we've cast a vote for them to go do our bidding. We want them to hold accountable those who are truly bad actors, guilty of mismal and nonfeasance, and are not serving our interests and are serving their own interests. And so, you know, I look at the ironies are thick. They get so thick that you're like, it's like wading through a room of ping pong balls and everyone's an irony. There are ironies everywhere. You know, I mean, the Congress is attacking the Supreme Court for putting out a code of ethics, when in fact the United States Congress at the House and Senate level have their own codes of ethics, which allow them even now to do insider trading. So you know what? They need to just sit down, shut up, and get their own house in order. But your point is well taken. And that is, John, that Republicans will pay some price, I think, even though the Democrat alternative is often worse. If they don't step up and say, look, it takes courage. I understand it takes courage. Someone's not going to like me. Someone might investigate me. They might come after me because they'll say I did something. But you know what? At the end of the day, if you can't keep your government accountable, the government doesn't belong to you. You belong to it.
Yeah, I think that's it. And I think one of the worries that you know, AMAC has such a brilliant smart membership, two plus million members. They know that if you don't punish wrongdoing, all you're doing is giving it a license to continue. And I think they're looking for those moments of punishment so that maybe there's a stop to some of this creeping bad behavior, particularly in the administrative state of the government, which has caused so much harm and damage, whether it's censorship, FISA abuses, taking on a political campaign and interfering in the election. And I think they're crying for that.
You know, AMAC has tens of thousands of members in every single state. And what they really do believe in addition to obviously making sure that seniors' equities are protected, Social Security is protected, the proper COLAs are in place, Medicare, and making sure that the Bill of Rights and our southern border and a number of other issues are properly addressed. Nevertheless, accountability is a very big part of what they do. They argue against and have been very effective in preventing ranked choice voting in a number of states, unfortunately not Maine, where I am at the moment, but they have in a number of states. They've turned back a lot of these bogus electioneering laws. They have truly tried to keep at the state level as well as the federal level the government accountable. And, you know, it's a process. We never get to the day where we get to say, okay, thank God I finally have a high integrity government. There's always going to be outliers. There's always going to be people. There will always be people who are violating the public trust. But the point is to get them, run them down, and take them out of the game. And right now, we're not doing enough of that.
Yeah, no, I think that that's exactly right. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. More of our exclusive interview with Bobby Charles right after these messages.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, folks, welcome back. More of our exclusive interview with Bobby Charles. We were so lucky to have you on the TV show refereeing all that's going on in the world today. And I want to take on a couple of things that are there. Let's start with tomorrow in California. Okay, Gavin Newsom cleaned up the homeless problem, not for Americans, not for California residents, just for the Chinese premier, because they don't want that visibility of the problems they've created in California there for the Chinese president to make an issue of when he's meeting with President Biden tomorrow. But tomorrow's a very big day for China, perhaps. It doesn't seem like America has a plan going into tomorrow. What say you?
Yeah, so we've got, you know, President of China, Xi, who's going to come over here and meet President Biden. And so we have a real player who is looking to eyeball, probably intimidate, send some signals diplomatically to Biden about the fact that he's going to do what he's going to do, and Biden needs to sit down and stay out of the way. And we've got our own cardboard president who's going to go up there and try to stumble through some cue cards. And I'm sure that they will say that they have told Xi that they object to this and object to that. But in the end, they're completely beholden to Xi. And I think that the sad reality here is that I almost wish this summit didn't happen, because it you can make all kinds of arguments about what we should be saying. But if the messenger isn't credible, if the political will that he telegraphs isn't considered real, then the messages don't really matter. And we have a guy in Biden who begged on bent knee, please, to meet with me before you meet with the business leaders. Xi said, I don't really want to meet with you. I want to come over and meet with the business leaders. Now, how insulting is that? After 3 or 4 weeks of Xi, never mind the balloons, Xi refusing to take a phone call from the president of the United States. It's a disgrace. And I will tell you, the good news is none of this is irreversible. We can get back there again. But my concern is that China is very circumspect, as is currently Russia. And if you can see these dominoes falling against each other in a way that falls against the United States in a really significant way, our strategic doctrine allows us to advance in one on one front and hold a second front. We are not equipped presently. It would take tremendous effort to be able to fight a three-front war. We have a proxy war going on with Russia and Ukraine. We have a proxy war with Iran in the Middle East. And now China knows this is their opportunity. The next 14 months are an opportunity for them to push Biden around. They don't really care about Biden. Yeah. And the saddest part, too, is that it's almost like a double irony, because in order to present anything to picking San Francisco is a failed city, just like you have failed nations. And many, many of the Democrat-run cities in this country are in a failed state. They have opened their doors to illegal immigrants that are elevating crime, homelessness, taking away the basic needs and the property values of people who've lived there all their lives. So San Francisco is going to have to be dressed up like an old Potemkin village, you know, the fake village, so that, you know, you kill the dogs on the streets and you make it all look like it's pretty, because otherwise it's not pretty. And I think the sad reality is that we're playing kind of a shadow boxing game here. We need to get real leaders back in this government who care about the integrity of what they're doing, their own integrity and their responsibilities to the American people.
Yeah, and that domino effect. I think a lot of people were struck by what you said yesterday on the TV show, that once one enemy, frenemy, adversary sense weakness, it seems to create that domino effect where more and more people go in, and that's going to put pressure on a military that's already suffering from recruitment problems. I think there's a lot of demoralization too. And I've been talking to a lot of folks in the military the last few weeks that we're taking all these sucker punches from Iran coming out of Syria and Iraq. And we're doing little nibbles back, or retaliating with a little bit of nibbles, but we're nearly not hitting hard.
Well, we're not, you know, John, we can, and I think people need to think hard about this for a moment. Maybe the administration will listen to your program and think about it. We can hit hard and proportionately. When the Iranians took out a couple of tankers, or hit a couple of tankers with silkworms back in the mid 80s, and actually hit an American warship, Reagan simply had our carrier battle groups and a couple of destroyers take out about half of the Iranian Navy in Operation Nimble Archer and Operation Praying Mantis. And, you know, I'll never forget Sam Donaldson turning to Reagan as he walked from the podium and said, Mr. President, are we at war with Iran? And Reagan just looked over his shoulder and said, no, they would not be that stupid, and just kept going on. Well, you have to punch back. If you don't punch back and put them in their place, by the way, that single set of actions by Reagan, proportionate, direct, and on Iran directly, what that did is it told Iran they were in some serious trouble. They couldn't continue to upfund Hezbollah, Hamas, some of their other bad guy organizations in the world, and simultaneously fight the Iran-Iraq war. And so within months, they ended the Iran-Iraq war. Ronald Reagan really is the one that triggered that. So you can punch back with proportionality. You don't have to go directly to the Iranian mainland unless, and things are heating up, John, right now. You know, we've had 50 sorties already in southern Syria because of attacks on Americans in Iraq, in Syria, American locations in Iraq, in Syria, in other parts of the region. And, you know, if Iran were to lean too far in, we have two carrier battle groups over there. We have the capacity. We have some other assets in the AOR. We have some things we could do that would really turn the dial backwards on them. I also think that, you know, Hezbollah is holding some of their fire, and probably rightly so, because if they lean in too hard, we will come in and destroy everything they have. So I think proportionality is very important. I do think Israel needs to recognize that civilian lives matter, and they really, really do matter. The Geneva Convention matters. America's reputation as a believer in innocence matters. I also think we have to take out every terrorist group that is leaning in right now, and that also includes the Islamic Jihad arms. It also includes organizations that are based in portions of Lebanon right now, and obviously Hezbollah. It's a very difficult moment. You have to keep the cork in the bottle, even though there's fizz in the bottle, or the cork blows and everything goes crazy.
Yeah, that's a great point. And the world usually relies on the United States to make sure that those corks stay in the bottle. Right now, that seems to be missing. And I think that's what has people so frustrated. Bobby, it's always great to have you on. It's always great to have this partnership with AMAC. We've done so many amazing things, the presidential town halls. You have so many benefits. Every time I pull out my AMAC card or I just go to AMAC, I'm reminded there's the analysis, there's the news, the civic opportunities that come with AMAC action. the discounts, which I just booked some trips, travel the next couple of weeks for business, and all of a sudden, like, oh wow, hey, I saved some money again. This is great. There are so many advantages to membership. You've been there a long time. You're their national spokesman. When you see someone and say, hey, you haven't joined yet, here's the reason you should come in. What's the best case to make for that?
John, there are so many reasons. I'll tell you right now, I would challenge every one of your listeners to literally go to amac.us. And for $16, and actually they'll get a benefit from you and your, it's amac.us/.
Just news. Yeah.
Yeah. Just the news. The effect of that is going to be that you will within your first 30 days, I know you will find that you will save immediate money, and you'll save for the all 12 months ahead, and you save on everything from dental appointments to travel. I just went to a Veterans Day event down in Houston with Buzz Aldrin. You have savings on things like car rental. You have savings on the things that you need for travel. You also have savings on things close to home. And I think that, so, but the real reason people join AMAC, believe it or not, John, and I would encourage people to, is if you are frustrated by the fact that your voice doesn't seem to be heard, you're talking about an organization which mobilizes, again, tens of thousands of members in a state in a day in order to turn back a bad piece of legislation, a constitutionally bad, a morally bad, a security bad piece of legislation at both the state and federal levels. And, you know, their money is where their mouth is, then, and their money is where your mouth is. They are willing to go out there and to fight and to get the things done. And their track record is unbelievable. I mean, for $1.25 a month, you literally are putting in front of legislators that need to understand that right is right and wrong is wrong, and boys are boys and girls are girls, and security is security. You know, I mean, it's straightforward stuff, and it also protects Medicare, and it also protects Social Security. So it's a win-win-win-win-win. And I really would encourage people to just go to amac.us/justthenews/ and join, get that discount. You'll never regret it. I mean, it's one of the things that people renew so often because it's saving them, you know, 5, 6, 7 times the amount of money they spend.
Yeah, it really does. It's an amazing group. And I think that community of finding like-minded people that care as much about the country as you and I do, there's something really valuable to that. And I think that on a daily basis, having that reassurance, being in a community, it's not just a service you're joining. You're joining a community of like-minded Americans, and there is strength in numbers and strength in support. It's an amazing thing. Folks, go to amac.us/justnews, amac.us/justnews. You'll get a discount on your first membership, and you will join something that you will really, really cherish for the rest of your life. It's an amazing organization. Go match me on my 5-year membership. It is worth it. It's the best deal, and it's the best satisfaction. Go there today and say thank you to all the great things that AMAC has done to support us here at Just the News. John Solomon reports Just the News. No Noise, a television show. They are irreplaceable partner. They're just fantastic. Go join them today and say thank you. Bobby, I want to say thank you to you. We love having you on TV. Love having you on radio. We always walk away a lot smarter than we came into the conversation. Thanks for joining us today.
John, always a privilege. Thank you. Thank you so much for bringing me in.
Great honor for having you on, my friend. All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Report. So grateful you can join. So grateful for all of our great sponsors. If you want to go and get a membership today, go to AMAC, Association of Mature American Citizens. Go to amac.us/justnews. You're going to get a big discount. You're going to join a community. You're going to feel good about yourself. And talk about feeling good. If you want to get those cold, flu, and COVID viruses out of the air, you want to get the dust and the toxins in your home, you want to have a healthier winter now that the windows are closed, go get one of the EnviroCleanse air purifiers, one of the best products I've ever had in my home. All you got to do to get a 10% discount off right now, go to ekpure.com and use the promo code JustNews, ekpure.com, ekpure.com, and you use the promo code JustNews. That'll get you started. All right, folks, we'll be back tomorrow with another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.